Leoshko steps down as chief executive officer of Paramatch. Paramatch has announced the resignation of Maxim Leoshko as its chief executive and managing partner of its management company Energame. According to Energame, its board received the resignation of Leoshko during its shareholder meeting earlier this week. Leoshko first joined Paramatch as a partner 7 years ago. He served in the position from March 2016 to April 2021 before becoming the group's co-CEO in April 2021. In April 2022, he became the sole CEO of the company. Leoshko also became the managing partner of Energame when the company was formed at the beginning of the year. Before joining Paramatch, Leoshko served in the legal field. He has worked as a legal advisor, a lawyer and head of the legal department at KP Media. With his departure from the company, relevant corporate boards will take over the management of Energame and Paramatch while they shop for a new CEO to head the group. Related. Paramatch and Blaze sign deals with Brazilian football clubs. Paramatch suspension from Ukraine. Leoshko's abrupt exit adds to the hurdles the company has faced this year, with the most critical being its suspension in Ukraine. Paramatch was one of the 287 companies that were banned from operating in Ukraine for 50 years when Zelensky signed Presidential Decree No. 145/2023 into law. Following the sanctions, Paramatch had to suspend all its B2C operations in the country. The decree also led to the imposition of sanctions on 120 individuals. At the time, Zelensky claimed that the affected companies and individuals worked against Ukraine through gambling schemes, withdrew funds from the state and financed various Russian schemes. Paramatch had maintained innocence over the issue and initiated a lift sanctions against Paramatch petition in June with the aim of revoking the 50-year ban imposed on the company. Although the petition amassed thousands of signatures as well as a response from Zelensky, Paramatch still remains suspended in Ukraine.